This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
We got to talk about your birthday, bro.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Happy birthday, old Rich.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
You're finally the age that you've looked since you're 28.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Happy birthday,
Earlier on the show, ESPN senior NBA writer Brian Windhorst, five-time Pro Bowl tackle Teron Armstead, coming up, co-host of No Contest Wrestling Podcast, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of this birthday edition of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. It's my 26th annual 30th birthday today, so thanks for celebrating. Vito of Vito's Pizza here in Los Angeles just personally brought the pizza in. He just dropped it off and left, which is unfortunate because I always love seeing Vito, but very fortunate because apparently the last time he was on here with Susie, he cursed.
Three different times.
Yeah, you know,
of,
I mean,
you
that's
know,
what guys from Bayonne, New Jersey
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
So
you want authentic Vito, right?
How good is it, right?
Authentic
we
Vito.
just scarfed in the commercial break, did we
I'm
not?
I'm still going.
Wait till I can stop pushing buttons.
So I asked if Susie's here because Susie loves it when Vito's pizza is in the area. Although she only just takes one slice and then gives it for everyone else. You know, Charlie Collier and Joe Francetta, I guess, of Roku were the ones who were sent it here. And love those guys.
Yes,
so thank you for that. And thanks for everybody with their well wishes on, on the in the comments of everything. I'm reading them today, so be careful. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is going to join us the rest of the hour after we do an overreaction Monday and a Tuesday in a second. But let's take some calls. Jimmy in San Antonio just chimed in. Let's take one of our favorites. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, feliz cumpleaños, viejo.
Gracias. Gracias.
Hola, muchacho.
Dude, happy birthday, of course.
Thanks, bud.
I didn't know it was your birthday. I haven't gotten you squat. I feel bad.
You know what? Squat for birthdays are great, man. I appreciate it. Just wrap the squat in something.
I've got a plethora of squat.
Plethora. By the way, write it down.
A plethora of squat.
Plethora of squat. Yeah. Is a great fantasy team name. Write
list.
That one down, Chris.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Plethora of squat.
What's
so
better?
I'm going to have ginger persuasion and plethora of squats.
That's right.
Yes.
Jimmy's providing some finalists.
You're a factor.
Yeah, man.
Diddly squat.
Okay. Well, the reason I called is I was a correspondent on Pop stepping down, and I gave that heads up to Adam.
Yes.
And then a few after the Eastern Conference Finals, I gave a heads up to Adam that the Spurs were looking at Porzingis. And today I see a rumor that they're looking at Porzingis and Brockton. I just wanted to see if you wanted to negotiate live on air. What do you want from the Spurs if we want Porzingis?
Well, the number 2 pick, obviously.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Okay, I'm out. Never mind. Happy birthday, Rich.
No, I know that's not realistic, but I mean, we're just looking for salary relief. So anything would be nice in return.
You want to get rid of that apron, right?
Yeah, we got to get below the second apron there.
Do you think, let me ask you this question, Jimmy. Let me ask you this question. Do you think Porzingis has ever been on a team with somebody 5 inches taller than him?
Never.
No.
Maybe when he was in it. No.
And his entire life.
I mean, he's 7'3".
Oh, okay, so then it's 3 inches taller than him.
Yeah, Wemby is pretty tall, man. He'd still be growing.
I know.
You guys saw him, man. He's he's enormous.
He walked by me, and I looked up, and he nodded. He's 7'5", without a doubt.
I've
maybe 7'6".
I've like. Seen anything like that in my entire life. When he was walking around that that Fanatics Fest. Unbelievable.
I think the former Spurs players have worked out well for you, Brockman, with D. White.
You're not wrong about that.
So maybe the front offices can get something together, and maybe you take, like, Keldon Johnson and Devin Vassell and the 14th pick, or we have draft capital next year.
Look at that.
And we can work something out.
Let me forward this information to Brad. And
there you go.
I'll get back to you.
Tell Brad about it, will you?
I'll tell Brad.
They're on first name basis, Jimmy.
And tell Brad I said hi.
Thanks for the food for thought. Jimmy in San Antonio, another of our favorites from the state of Texas, Alan Dallas, is here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Al? How you doing?
Sorry, slippery finger.
Richard, we were crossing paths, I guess, over in the Northeast. I just flew in from a 6-day bender in New York.
Hey,
stuff, Richard.
Okay.
that pizza, by the way, I've seen you Instagram that pizza.
Al, I got to tell you, it is the real deal, Al.
Yeah,
ever in Los Angeles, Vito's Pizza, got to do it.
It looks great. Listen, should I do the win loss game for the New York Football Giants?
Now that's a birthday gift. That's a birthday gift for me. Didn't expect it, but that's a birthday gift from Alan Dallas. Before we do overreaction Monday on a Tuesday of O'Shea Jackson Jr. All right, Al, what a birthday gift this is for me. You are the first to take a crack at the Giants win loss schedule. Here we go.
What do I do, Richard? You know.
You're a giver. You're a giver.
Your brother from another mother.
You're a giver, and I'll keep the receipt on this one, okay? The birthday receipt. At the Commanders, what happens, Al?
That's a loss.
0-1 at the Cowboys.
That's a win.
For Dallas? Like a win for Dallas, you mean, right?
Wow. 1-1 home for the Chiefs, baby. What do you got?
Next slide, please, Richard. We
next slide. 1-2 home for the Chargers.
We're going to beat the Chargers.
2-2 at the Saints.
We're going to beat the Saints.
We're above 500, guys. And Russell Wilson is the toast of New York.
I will be stunned.
Okay. Home for the Eagles against the
okay, Eagles. Next slide, please.
Okay, next slide. 3-3 at the Broncos.
We'll beat the Broncos.
4-3 at the Eagles.
Again, we're not beating
the Eagles. Next slide. 4-4 home for the Niners.
We're going to lose to the Niners.
4-5 at the Bears.
We'll beat the Bears.
5-5 home for the Packers.
Who made the schedule? Jeez.
it's very hard.
This is where it's going to get rough. We'll lose to the Packers.
Okay. 5-6 at the Lions.
We're going to lose to the Lions.
5-7 at the Patriots on a Monday night.
We'll beat the Patriots.
Yeah, baby. 6-7 off the bye, home for the Commanders.
We're going to beat the Commanders at home.
All right. Look at us back at 500. 7-7 home for the Vikings.
We're going to beat the Vikings at home.
8-7 at the Raiders on a Saturday.
We're going to beat the Raiders.
That's a 4-game win streak home for the Cowboys to finish. Do it. You know what I'm doing.
We're going to beat them Cowboys. Let's go.
There you go. Sweeping TJ's Cowboys. Alan Dallas has the Giants finishing on a 5-game win streak.
Saving Dave Ball's job and taking over New York, baby. That's right. I said it.
10-7. Alan Dallas. That saves Dave Ball's job for sure. For sure. And why not, Al? Right? The 5-game win streak is after Dave Ball inserts Jackson Dart into the starting lineup. Toast of the town, right?
Jackson Dart.
Attaboy.
Jackson Dart will not see the light of day.
Okay.
The Russell Wilson from show. Let's go.
From 5-7 to 10-7. Thanks for giving me that birthday gift, Al.
I'm not a
buddy. Man. Happy birthday. Enjoy yourself.
Right back at you. Right, he's got him beating Brockman's Patriots and sweeping TJ's Cowboys. TJ Plus in Dallas.
Yeah, the Giants were 10-7.
I think the last time that happened, Lawrence Taylor was playing for the Giants.
This is great.
Let's stop.
We got a 10-7 out of Alan Dallas.
Belly will get a tattoo of Dayball if that happens.
And a 17-0 for the Detroit Lions, Kyler, Michigan.
Man, all right,
we did Overreaction Monday in New York City on Saturday at the Fanatics Fest, but that's out there right now for you to listen to or you get your podcasts or see on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube channel. So with that being done on Monday, it's time for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, everybody. Chris Brockman, have at it.
Everybody, how's it going? Good to see you guys. Yeah, O'Shea, great to see you, man. Good to see you. So we exhausted all of my great NFL topics. I kind of exhausted for the Fanatics Fest pod. Please go check that out on YouTube.
Wow, you're making excuses to start the segment. Well, you only had 72 hours to think of something fresh.
I thought it was late professional. June.
I do have one NFL topic, for this before we get to some other ones or the grab bag here. As we sit right now, June 24th, we are sitting. Rich Eisen's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the most underrated team in the NFL.
In the NFL.
Underrated team could be, obviously, it could fit a large scope here. We're not really talking about them. No one's really thinking about them as a Super Bowl contender or maybe to win the NFC.
You don't think San Francisco is more underrated?
I don't. You don't even think they're that good heading into this year. I'm the one that said that they were a Final Four team. When we were in New York, the Bucs have won the division, more than anyone except Buffalo and Kansas City, right? Consecutive divisions. In a row.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield, one of his best seasons last year. Mike Evans just continually racks up yards and touchdowns. Bucky Irving could be your breakout running back of the 2025 season. Bucs, most underrated team in the league.
And you know, on a playoff Saturday or Sunday or who knows Monday, Baker's waking up dangerous, right?
No doubt.
I'll buy it. I'm looking right now at who's more underrated that has won its division multiple times in a row and goes to the playoffs and on occasion wins playoff games, right? I'll buy it. That's a good one, Chris. I like it.
Happy birthday. Did you agree once
in New
York? We were in New York?
No, because you were really off the rails on a lot of them.
Yeah. I was playing up to the crowd.
Good for you.
All right, a couple of basketball ones here, and then a few other to finish out.
Okay.
So we saw it happening again in Game 7. Tyrese Halliburton, a great post that he had yesterday. You could really tell he was kind of going through all the emotions.
Of course.
The number of superstar Achilles injuries this year should make the NBA think about reducing the number of regular season games.
I'm seeing that too, man. They should reduce the number of regular season games along with the fact, because nobody wants to play back-to-backs. Who wants to play back-to-backs? Not a single player wants to play back-to-backs. Not a single franchise is looking at back-to-backs as opportunities. Nobody. You know, the metrics say that the back-to-back games cause teams to sit their stars. Sit them. Anybody that's coming off, like none of these guys that's on the screen, whenever Dame Lillard comes back or Tatum comes back, or Halliburton comes back, the entire year after they come back, they won't play a single back-to-back game, ever.
No.
I mean, Kawhi Leonard's on the no back-to-back games program for the rest of his career, it seems. So why are we doing it, right? I saw that somebody was saying, they're bringing $76 billion over the next television contracts.
Yeah, it's gonna be massive.
The money's there, so you don't need to jam in more games, although I'm sure they get $76 billion because there's a lot of games for people for them to televise.
The year after the bubble, they played 72, and that seemed like it was the perfect number.
It'll never happen. I think we're just raging at clouds right now. Yeah. Nor do I know if that's the reason why these Achilles have given way.
A lot of people are blaming the shoes. I'm curious what O'Shea would think about that.
All right, we'll talk about that in a moment.
All right, how about this one? These two guys were in the news. Obviously, SGA capped his great, fantastic year, scoring title, MVP, finals MVP. Kevin Durant traded over the weekend. How about SGA will finish his career with more titles and finals MVPs than KD?
Oh, God. What's Durant's numbers right now?
Two and two.
I'll call that an overreaction right now. Dude, I'm burned from last year. I thought for sure there was the beginning of a Celtics dynasty.
So did Chris.
I know O'Shea just laughed off camera.
And it's not over.
So did Chris. Chris said they're going to win like four in a row.
Pause. It's paused.
It's
over. Yeah, I mean, last year it looked like, the Celtics are set. They're going to do it again and again and again and again. So put a pin in this and let's talk next year.
All right.
After next year. I'll just call that an overreaction at present.
I wrote these thinking we were going to do this yesterday.
Certainly since Durant might add to some.
I would be shocked.
Can he do that, Chris? Can he postpone something for a whole year? That could change everything.
Yeah. I wrote this thinking we were talking about this yesterday, but
it's an overreaction.
But we didn't. No, this one coming up right now.
Okay.
Because we were talking about over the weekend, we both went to Yankee Stadium, and I left when something could have happened. Taking a pitcher out when they've given up no hits is the lamest thing in today's Major League Baseball. It happens all the time.
I hear you.
Let him go. Who cares how many pitches he's thrown?
I'm with
you. Nolan Ryan used to throw 200 pitches.
I'm with you.
His arm was fine.
The most lame thing in baseball is allowing relievers to run in from the bullpen to join a pushing and shoving match that never really materializes. You know what I mean?
Well, the Dodgers and Padres do really hate each other. They were probably needed
NBA,
for that one.
The NBA does not allow anybody to set a toe on the court from the bench whenever there's anything going on the floor. The NHL, right? I turn to our hockey expert here in the control room as well here. And you, Jay Felly. Can't come off the bench during a fight.
Oh, no way. That would be...
You know what I mean? So then what are we... Why are we allowing players to run in from the bullpen? I'm coming. Hold on a minute. I'm almost there. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Here I am. Oh, all right. I'll just turn around and go back. That's the lamest thing. But I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. Like Clark Schmidt, let him go another 25 pitches.
Was it a couple years ago that Clayton Kershaw had a perfect game going and they took him out after
five? Well, it was the first week of the season.
Who cares?
Right.
When are you going to get another chance at a perfect game?
I'm with you.
Remember, we talked about that for like 2 weeks.
So dumb.
What else?
Okay, so like a few weeks ago, we were talking about AL MVP, and Aaron Judge, I think, was minus 20,000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Raleigh is going to win AL MVP. Give me the big dumper. Keeps hitting bombs.
Let me ask you this question. Now that he is hitting bombs, and it's amazing. And
it's incredible.
He just broke Johnny Bench's record for first half home runs by a catcher. Or prior to the All-Star break. He's a switch hitter, and the Mariners are in the mix, right?
It
checks every box.
It does.
And you may be right. I'll call this an overreaction because, you know, Judge's, he's hitting for average and doing everything else too. Okay. But also a catcher doing this.
I mean, it is pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he's calling a game on top. This is incredible what
and
he
his,
is
his
doing.
His rest days, he plays DH.
But is this the most unfortunate nickname of all time?
The Big Dumper?
Or Big Dumpy? You know what I mean?
It's because he's got a big butt, obviously, being a catcher.
I understand that. You know, I get it. But, you know.
He needs a better nickname.
That's what I tread lightly on this front because I've tried giving other people new nicknames and I've not only been rejected, but made fun of.
Yeah. Don't try that one. I can't call another grown man Big Dumper.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
come on, please.
It's not a thing. I can't do it.
It really is. It's just like, allow that. Okay, you know. I know this doesn't happen anymore with PitchCom, but it's like he's putting the number two down. You know what I mean? Like, let's not.
Big Dumper. Big Dumper is better than the Cultural.
Is it true that his mom does not like the nickname?
Oh, is that a thing?
I think I read that.
No.
By the way, okay. You got one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. What's up, Big Dumper?
If he's not an automatic qualifier, Keegan Bradley has to pick himself for the Ryder Cup. I know we're going to talk to him tomorrow, but come on.
Yes, he's on tomorrow's program.
Pick yourself.
I mean,
you deserve it.
Player manager, player coach.
That's what I'm talking about.
Would it be the first coach player?
The last person to do this, ironically enough, Arnold Palmer in 1962 was Ryder Cup captain, and he played.
So it would be captain player.
Yeah, captain player.
Captain player. Let's do it.
Oh, captain, my captain. Keegan, let's go.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. Yop. Stand on that. Stand.
Amazing comeback win. You guys didn't see at the Travelers this weekend. Right. Okay. He's a New England guy.
Tommy Fleetwood, man.
Yeah. Another heartbreaking loss for Fleetwood.
Yeah, I know.
Keegan, man. That was awesome.
You won the Travelers again at TPC Cromwell.
Pick yourself.
Where I've lost. I was watching 17 with that body of water that's right in front of the green.
How many balls in there?
Oh, my God. of my own golf balls. I've lost track.
Thankfully, there's only water on one hole, I think.
And I found it.
No, I'm talking about in Tahoe.
Oh, in Tahoe.
It was one.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
It's a park.
People on the boat should be.
Yeah, the boats.
By the way,
should they have helmets?
I'm feeling good.
Oh.
Went to Topgolf last night with the boys.
My man.
Okay. I'm feeling good.
Can feel it.
Thank you. Good stuff, Chris. All right, let's take a break and bring O'Shea out here. He's been kind enough to sit here
He didn't have nothing to bear to do, Rich.
Okay,
to
be great.
Honest with you.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. demanded time on this program. We'll find out what for coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people. If you're like me, then you are just not yourself when you get a bad night's sleep. Look, sleep plays an important, crucial role in recovery. We're all unique in what we need from our bed, too. That's where Sleep Number can step in. Sleep Number smart beds are the best beds for couples because you can individualize each side. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but we like our side of the bed the way that we like it. Being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out, too, for recovery, it's game-changing. So, why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? I just told you, but I'll do it again. So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. And now it's the Sleep Number 4th of July sale. Save over $600 on the Sleep Number P5 King Smart Bed, the lowest price of the season. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See the store or sleepnumber.com for details.
All right, he is here. And it's time to bring him out. He's already seated. He is O'Shea Jackson Jr. Here is a guest on the show. Not just here to do the No Contest Wrestling Pod.
Yeah.
Not to do all that. Mm-hmm. What's the fabric of the jacket, the coat?
Opossum.
Opossum.
I don't know, man.
Opossum.
Not about to give me PETA emailed.
No, we don't need to do that.
Yeah.
We don't need to have that.
TJ, I thought you said it was going to be a party.
Yeah, well, there's pizza and things.
Yeah. But by the way, speaking of that, Keisha of Roku, also part of the pizza concept as well. Yeah,
Keisha. Who don't love a good Keisha, right?
Let me tell you, she is as great as they come.
This was a better party than Thunder throwing currently, I think.
Oh, man. Can we talk about that?
Oh,
well,
no.
I mean, here's the deal, O'Shea. The radio audience is returning as well.
Okay.
So I want to make sure whatever you have on your chest that you want to get off your chest is seen and heard by our largest cross-section of listeners and viewers.
It's because you're a team player.
I am, which is why I don't understand the concept of a hostile work environment that you always claim is around.
I mean, I saw the birthday celebration. Couldn't help but notice an open flame indoors. Kind of wild.
Well, I mean, it's just on a candle that I immediately extinguished.
I saw several candles. Now, is it one?
Okay. There's three of them. I mean, TJ lights a candle every day. to start the program. And it burns for 3 straight hours.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah, he even leaves the candle there for others who sit in his chair with little notes like he's in high school.
Whoa. Listen, you know, man, I'm trying to be welcoming here. Okay.
Not here. Not in this hostile work environment. Yeah, you couldn't help but notice Del Tufo hasn't been here.
Well, I mean, that's a choice on his part. Right? I don't know what he's doing. He's either working at Fox or feeding squirrels, which might be the same thing. I don't know.
Okay. Where's the body, Rich?
Know. I don't know.
Okay. All right, bro. That's it's your birthday. I'll leave it alone.
Okay. Very good. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Hang out with us for the rest of the program.
Hey, now.
At least 35 good minutes. Oof, that's the name of the new segment here. 35 good minutes. Ladies and gentlemen,
like
the star of Den of Thieves, Den of Thieves 2, and soon to be Den of Thieves 3, fully intact after his roll through the woods with the cocaine bear. Ladies and gentlemen, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Yeah. I think we found out what my jacket is made out of.
What is it?
A cocaine bear.
Oh, is that right? Now, I've heard you have something on your chest you want to get off your chest. Is that a fact? Is that true or what?
I just, first of all, I just bullied myself on here because I found out it was your birthday, and I'm not going to have you guys have a celebration without me because
it's
always a celebration when you have me.
It is. When you walk around anywhere, it's a celebration. I've seen that personally. I've witnessed that.
And I wanted to thank you personally because I had the best time of my life at Fanatics Fest.
How great is that event, right?
Oh, I suggest it for everyone, Rich.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'm with you. It really has everything to it. And for fans, they could meet you, right? Or, or Cena or Wemby or Brady. I mean, everyone's just walking around. And it's great. I'm glad you experienced
Speaking
it.
Speaking of fans meeting me.
Yes, sir.
TJ had the great idea to walk out on the floor so we could go explore Fanatic Fest. How far do you think we got?
2 feet?
No. I mean, I'm not Michael.
Okay.
But, you know, a good 40.
Okay.
Before we had to turn back because we were mauled by children. And O'Shea Jackson Jr. always says yes.
Oh, third person alert.
Come on. Come on,
but,
guys.
But, you know, here's the verbal explosive I'm about to throw into the midst of our conversation.
Watch out now.
I tried to get both of you back in the green room.
Yeah.
When I'm looking around and surveying, there's Punk, the first ever guest in the history.
That's my boy.
Of No Contest Wrestling.
Yeah, NCW.
CM Punk right there in a three-piece.
Charles Monk. Yeah,
could not have been more Natalie clad. Cena. Mm-hmm. Triple H.
Yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah.
I'm like, where? You could ask my son and my nephews with me. I'm like, where is O'Shea and TJ? Where the hell are they? And I called TJ and completely on brand, no answer.
Standard, right? Standard.
And then you come back in after they've all left. You were not happy about
that. No, I was completely upset. And you know what? I'm not going to completely blame TJ, but I'll find a way to do it. Now, we were ran amok. We were led astray.
Nice.
They kept telling us, you know, we got to get you to the 40-40 club. I was like, 40-40 club? What year is it? That club's gone. And they're like, no, we built one in the middle of the wherever we were.
Javits Center.
Yeah, in the Javits Center. Mm-hmm. So they built this club in the middle of the Javits Center that you're supposed to go to and just see the people you're already seeing, which is great. Which is great. And so we were in there. You know, they let us. I had to do interviews and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, I got in there, met Logan Paul, got Logan Paul's number. So that's going to be great. Yeah. And then TJ saw his friend Will completely threw Sprite all over me for no reason. It was crazy.
TJ, what happened?
I was holding a glass and it was wet. And my buddy Will Macris comes over. Will's the man there, and I hadn't seen Will in a while, so I was like, yo, and the glass was wet, and it slipped out of my hand.
And then splashed all over.
It was so much shock and awe
to both of us
that he just dropped the Sprite. And also, we're in a section that's not ours. I just saw other black people and was like, can I sit here? And they were like, yeah. And then the dude I bring just throws Sprite everywhere and then hugs Will. Shout out to Will, whoever you are.
Will's the Will would have been the guy, had I known he was there, would have got us in quicker. Like, Will's that type of dude. Will's the man.
Yeah, man. So that was great. But, you know, I've met. Punk is my boy.
Come out. You're burying the lead on who the first person we saw when we walked in there was.
Who is it?
Somebody that you wanted to meet. Hold on.
Can I finish?
No, only if you're not going to lie about it.
So anyway, this is why we missed your phone call.
Okay.
I know Punk is my boy.
Right.
Met LeBron before, but that Triple H meeting, that was the first person we ran into.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes, sir. Within 10 minutes.
How did this go?
Bro, I walk in. They're taking us behind the curtain, and I make eye contact.
He's literally the first person we see when we get
with Triple H.
Right.
Triple H sees me and goes, hey, like he knows me. I felt warm, felt welcomed. And then from there, he's like, how have we never met each other? I see you at all the stuff. I see you do all the things. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I've been waiting to meet you my entire life, Triple H. And then we started talking about O'Shea Jackson Jr. and Triple H things. He knows about the pod. Talked about Stephanie possibly coming on.
Okay.
Talked about him possibly coming on.
Okay.
And I may or may not have gotten the contact. And thus, the No Contest Wrestling Podcast has so much power right now. And I'm letting it go to my head. That's why I'm in a fur coat.
That's the fur coat.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, so Triple H. Can you put that photograph up again?
Yes, please.
Okay, so he's signing the belt that you are walking around with.
My
right?
Old faithful. I've had that belt since I was 10 years old. Okay. All right? It's 24 years worth of leather right there. There's six people that I want to get. I got Mick Foley already because of the No Contest Wrestling podcast. Then I got Triple H. And later on in the night, I even ran into The Undertaker. And got The Undertaker to sign.
Okay, so now that is a very priceless nice. Piece of work. And that photograph, one more time. Who is Carrot Top in the background on this photograph?
He plays basketball. I know that because he had one of the titles that WWE gives you when your team wins the championship.
Okay.
But I don't know who that is.
You know who's standing right behind him, though, was Woj.
Woj?
Yeah.
Wow. Adrian Wojnarowski?
Yes. I wanted to talk to him so bad, but I didn't.
Triple H and Woj in the same, like, so you had a Triple H bomb and a Woj bomb and a Ronald McDonald bomb all at once right there.
But
see
also, when I was meeting Triple H, I made sure to put my tag team partner over and I introduced TJ to him as well.
Okay. That is, there is no I in O'Shea Jackson.
So Triple H and
I'm working on it.
We had a good meeting because I told him at WrestleMania 39 at Philly, I was coming out of this, I don't know, VIP area, and he's coming down in the golf cart. Mm-hmm. So I see Triple H. Triple H sees me. I put my hand out for a shake. He gives me a fist bump. Mm-hmm. I switch to a fist bump. He goes to the handshake. We did this, and I told him about it, and he just laughed and said, we really effed that one up, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't remember it at all.
No, I didn't say
you remember that one time before WrestleMania 39, we accidentally played rock, paper, scissors together?
TJ Jefferson,
you're driving in a cart.
Again, you're trying to play me again, but when you try, I can't be played.
Just like,
Triple H laughed. He goes, we really effed that up. He goes, we got to do it again. Didn't matter if he remembered it. It was just like, we did it. Man, stop trying to play me.
Look at him. Look at him, man.
Scott.
That's crazy. About as crazy as the Dallas Mavericks having a less than 2% chance of getting number one pick and getting it. I'm not saying anything.
This is what's on your chest that you wanted to come on and get off your chest? It's something that happened 3 or 4 weeks ago? Or what? Like,
I mean,
what,
it's just a crazy
what
pattern.
What is stuck in your craw? What's happening?
I'm just saying, in a situation like this, it's just crazy that it keeps happening this way. Just like when the Chicago Bulls had a less than 2% chance to get a number one pick, then they got Derrick Rose, the hometown hero.
Let me just say this.
It's crazy.
Coming from a Laker
exactly.
Funny,
of all the people to say something like this, that's isn't it funny? The fact is, if you are a conspiracy theorist, believing that the commissioner of the NBA would like to make sure one particular franchise gets one particular player at the detriment of 29 other franchises that he also represents as the commissioner of the NBA and would put the NBA at such peril if this sort of information got out that if you believe all of that, which I believe you do believe.
I'm just saying it's a crazy coincidence.
I get it. Now, this whole I'm not saying, I'm just saying bit right now causes me to think this is confirmed. You do have this tinfoil hat on that I don't see. on this conspiracy. Richard. That if you do believe all of that, it's because the Lakers got yet another generational talent just dropped in their lap by somebody else's incompetence or somebody else's decision that you can't fathom because they traded this person or let him walk or figured out something that the Lakers had already figured out, but you didn't. I can't believe you're sitting here saying that the Mavericks got Cooper Flagg dropped in their lap because they were so incompetent to trade you Luka for nothing. Listen, plus Anthony Davis.
First, yes.
Did I get any of this wrong, Clipper fan in the corner? Did I get anything wrong on what
you
I just
pretty
said?
Much there was a nail.
You. All I'm saying.
Thank you. It's as if I reached out my hand and Triple H reached out his hand and we had a connection.
We had a connection. You did
without
right.
some weird thing happening.
You didn't do the hand fist thing.
What did I say that was wrong? Anything off?
I mean, it is crazy that trade happened on the 17th anniversary of the Pau Gasol trade, too.
Yeah,
that
was, weird.
That's just a crazy coincidence.
Why was Pau available?
It's a crazy coincidence, dude.
Leading to this great moment in no contest wrestling history.
Yeah, it was amazing.
They love this picture.
Isn't it also weird that Tyrese Halliburton, Jason Tatum, and Damian Lillard in the Eastern Conference all had the same injury, all wore the number zero, and all had on pink shoes? I'm not saying anything. It's just a crazy coincidence.
Wow.
We're probably going to get somebody new in the Eastern Conference to get to the Eastern Conference Finals because these top teams are losing their stars whole year. It's crazy.
Well, then
there's been a different champion every year.
So, and that happened because the association wants the Knicks to win.
I'm just saying it's a crazy coincidence.
The whole concept of like, where does this happen?
Bro,
where they get together, man.
I'm just spitting
facts. Nico Harrison needs our help.
Man.
And here's what we're going to do. We're going to fix the lottery. We're going to get on board with all 30 franchises, all 29 other ones, and we're going to tell them Cooper Flagg's not coming to you. They're going to Dallas because Nico Harrison decided to trade Luka Doncic in the most bizarre way. And we need to help them get off the hook. We need to help Miriam Adelson figure out her business deal to her liking. This is what we need to do. We need to help Nico. We need to help everybody. Like, and what meeting does that happen? Is it a Zoom?
I don't think there is.
Is it
meeting.
On a Zoom?
I don't what think there's it? A meeting. I just think everything's a crazy coincidence.
Oh,
like when the NBA gave up the New Orleans franchise and they got a new owner, then they just got number one pick. Or then when Anthony Davis wanted to go to LA and then they got number one pick for Zion. Or then when Minnesota got rid of Kevin Love and then they got number one pick. Or as many times as the Cleveland Cavaliers got number one pick after losing LeBron. It's just crazy. It's a crazy coincidence. My goodness. All these first-time NBA champion franchises, these DEI titles. Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. Man.
Well,
DEI titles.
Yeah, bro. Everybody gets a title now.
Wow.
Not in my NBA.
Yeah.
Bring back the dynasty. Make dynasties great again.
Yeah. Three will be in Miami this weekend.
Bring back the anti-woke NBA. This guy over
here. Just the franchises.
Okay. Make dynasties great everybody. Again.
Hey, did you see Luka apparently is focusing on his diet? Did you see that?
I saw the slander that you put up.
It's not slander. Look, right.
How is it slander?
He's clearly half of himself from just the weeks before.
What was that medicine?
And the LA Times and the Athletic is reporting that he is on a full on diet. He's locked in.
He wants to be a champion.
He wants to be a champion.
Yeah.
And did you see what the Rich Eisen show has discovered what he's on?
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He's on Spike Zempic.
Wow.
Spite Zempic.
I'm sure every Maverick fan is like, what's he taking?
Yes.
And he's taking an injection of spite.
Spite Zempic.
I'll show you that I don't have the wherewithal to take care of my body. I'll show you that you sent me away at the wrong time. I'm gonna take the new spike glutide injection. Once a week, I'm gonna take Spike Zempic and look at me now.
Right. Spike Zempic. If it's hating your heart, let it out.
There. Look out, because here we come. You know what I mean? Let's take another song from The Greatest Showman and talk about losing weight. Is that the weirdest choice for a glutide shot?
I don't think he's seen The Greatest Showman.
Have you ever seen The Greatest Showman?
Oh, no.
How old's your daughter?
She'll be 8 in August.
Okay. She never saw The Greatest Showman, huh?
No. She just got into Harry Potter, and okay. It is insane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She, the other day, she goes, Daddy, you know who the main characters of Harry Potter are? I do, but I got to let her get it off.
Sure.
She goes, Hermione, Ron, and Harry. And Harry. Like the boy the who lived one. Gets and Harry. Yeah, the movie's called Harry Potter.
Right.
He gets third billing.
Well, but isn't the and thing special in credits?
No, the title of the movie, it's really crazy. It's all Hermione propaganda because she's a woman. It's true. It's true. But she don't like nobody but Hermione, and I get it.
Yeah,
I get
it.
She got Hermione's wand. She had camp, and they did a little sorting hat ceremony. She's in Slytherin, like her father before her.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know the Harry Potter world, do you?
No. And I won't.
Read a book, Brockman.
Well, Taylor, my daughter listens to it on Books on Tape.
Yeah, that's
nonstop.
Good. That's good.
Nonstop. All right, we're going to take a break. You really have nothing you want to get off your chest? You just want to chop it up with it? Which is
yeah,
great.
And I got to tell you a story about Brockman.
Well, that's called a tease.
Yeah.
At Fanatics Fest, you're talking? Yep. Okay.
And this a Stephanie McMahon Shady. Story.
Oh, and Stephanie. Okay, we've got, let's take a break. We'll come back. All right, let's have a little fun with O'Shea Jackson Jr. sitting here. You know what these are, these SAG-AFTRA checks. You get them too, right?
Yes.
We open my residual checks on the air in a segment we call Residual Rich. Hit it.
Pay that man his money.
All right, so I open the check, and then you guess what it is. And as you can hear the music, it's Price is Right Rules, closest without going over.
Okay.
All right, here we go. And by the way, RJ Herrera of the Rich Eisen Show staff gave me a birthday gift just for this segment, a letter opener, Aaron Judge number 99 letter opener. Isn't this thoughtful?
Nice. That is.
Yeah, it is very thoughtful.
Didn't your mom say?
Didn't your mom send you one and you lost it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Wow. So you choose envelope 1, 2, or 3. What am I opening?
I gotta go Tuesday.
Yeah, see, he does the middle Tuesday. One. It makes sense.
Oh, yeah, see, there you go.
All right, here we go.
By the way, new weapon on set. You know,
I'm brandishing it. Yes. All right, here we go.
I got a kendo stick though, Shay.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
New here weapon. We go. It is for an episode of The League.
Oh, ooh. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's two checks.
I was in
two ooh. Checks.
Oh my goodness. I've never received two checks in one envelope before.
Hey.
I'll just take the first one. An episode of The League from a few years ago. Chris, you're first up.
Oh man, it might be an episode that I was in, so I'm going to say 38 Flex. Cents.
38 cents. Jay?
$2.14.
TJ?
Two checks. I'm going to go with my man.
Just one check.
Just one check. My bad. I'm going to go $2.50.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.'s first attempt at residual rich.
I'm going to say $1.19.
$1.19. The actual cost of the retail price of this check is $19.62. Happy birthday to me.
That's me.
So,
right. First of all, you love the transparency of a man showing what he's getting. What he's
announce me as the winner,
all right,
please,
I'll put up another one.
Acknowledge me.
I'm sorry. TJ Jefferson is the winner of that.
Acknowledge your tribal chief. Back
all right, here's the next one. Next one. This is perfect.
Okay.
22 Jump Street.
Oh,
look at God. Won't he do it?
Ice Cube. The one time I've ever co-starred with Ice Cube.
I promise it's not scripted, guys.
You were voiceover only in that,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. Voiceover only. Let's do it again. Chris, you're first up.
TJ won.
Oh, TJ,
you're
first.
22 Jump Street. Yes. I'm going to say $5.12.
Jay?
I'll go $5.11.
Oh, you...
Well, that's the worst
that
thing you could
so
do.
That was so stupid.
Not smart. You want to go 513?
Oh, crap.
Oh, my God. Stick to multiple
style. Environment. Hot style.
Chris?
I feel very Del Tufo-ish.
Chris?
This guy's got a Maserati.
Chair. Don't blame him.
313. $3.13.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
$6.80.
The check for 22 Jump Street. That was just terrible.
Wow. Worst guess ever.
$10.93.
Oh,
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Of course I get that one right.
You couldn't lose that one.
They were a lot this time.
I wonder what your dad's.
It's just a crazy coincidence.
Your dad's definitely getting more than $10.90. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Can confirm that. You just got a residual check from where recently? What's your most recent?
My most recent one was from Den of Thieves.
Den of Thieves. Well, yeah, that must have been
first one. Second one.
No, the second one. Second one.
That must be very nice.
Yes.
Congratulations to you, sir.
It saved the day.
Bought that coat. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. O'Shea Jackson Jr. You want to tell a story about Chris Brockman? What's going on?
Yes. So, me and TJ, we. I think we were about to do, or we had just finished.
No Contest Wrestling.
We were about to do the episode of No Contest
Wrestling.
And that's
when you just returned from Yankee Stadium with Cage, right?
Yeah, okay. Correct.
Leaving a no-hitter in progress.
Indeed.
Okay.
Yes, and so, you know, TJ is doing everything he can to get Brockman backstage with us. He had a little pushback. TJ ain't like that and went out there backhand ready.
Oh!
Yeah. Handled business.
What happened? You didn't have your credential?
No, I did. The guy, the security guard who was blocking there were Steve Nash and I saw CeeDee Lamb come out. I was like, can I get back there with this? And he goes, I don't think so. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. So TJ didn't like that disrespect. TJ went and saved the day when got blocked.
You went and got him?
That was nice.
I'll disrespect him.
That was nice.
But I ain't letting nobody else disrespect him.
Makes sense. That's right. We keep a tight house.
And plus, Cage Brockman was there and ain't nobody ever
in front of his son. So, yeah. Did you see CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's cool. Speaking of disrespecting Chris Brockman.
Oh, no.
So I was being disrespected by Chris last week.
Okay.
When I impromptu did the win-loss game for the Kansas City Chiefs, I had them go 15-2, matching last year's record, which I don't think is out of the realm at all.
Yeah,
And this was the exchange here on the program.
Are they going to block field goals at the buzzer? Are they going to get weird officiating to go their way? Yes, it kind of does.
Guess what?
Last year they had all this weird stuff happen when they were really a 9 or 10 win team, and then they got absolutely smoked in the play in the Super Bowl.
Guess what? Yes.
They'll get handled when it gets handled.
Yes, they will. They will. And as a matter of fact,
Stone Street's still going to call you back.
Stone Street's still going to call you back.
Man.
Somebody in Kansas City heard that. His name's Eric Stone Street.
Oh, I bet.
Who texted me this very morning.
Oh,
to be right today, if you do a segment on it being your birthday. Happy birthday, Rich. You're just the best guy, and I know this because you are my puppet, and you do everything you do and say everything you say because I tell you to. That's how you become the huge success you have in life, by listening to me and not making your own decisions or forming your own opinions. So on this day, on the day of your birth, I say thank you. Thank you for always honoring the deal you made with me so many years ago when we met, and I told you to only think and say what I tell you to. Enjoy the day, Rich, and have some cake, but not your favorite cake, white with chocolate butter cream icing, but rather my favorite cake, red velvet with red, yellow and white royal icing.
Black.
It's just super, and it's best when eaten out of a bowl.
Ooh.
And if your assistant Chris is listening, tell him the best red velvet cake in L.A. is at Veach's Bakery on Magnolia Boulevard in Burbank, just west of Clark. Tell him to ask for Andy. He'll hook him up. Man. Signed, Eric.
O'Shea, you know what that is? That is rent-free living, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rent-free living.
Absolutely. But, I mean, the puppeteering thing, you made your son ask me for a Puka Nacua jersey.
This is great information on top of Stone Street.
This was crazy.
Delivering this soliloquy via text.
Bro.
On my birthday. Great birthday gift. Thank you. And thank you for this birthday gift.
Yeah.
On top of Eric's. What happened?
Yeah. So he whispers in his child's ear. By the way, great name.
Cage. Thank you.
Boss name, dude. Whispers in his child's ear like Adam Silver to the owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, my
and
God.
It's just a coincidence. And then he comes up to me and says, Uncle Shay.
Uncle Shay.
Right. Black Uncle Shay.
Oh, my
can
God.
Can you get me a Puka Nacua jersey? I'm not going to say no to that sweet baby angel.
Of course not.
So now I got to get it. And I don't know his size. So he's going to get a few.
Well, that's why he asks Uncle Shay.
Uncle Shay, yeah, man.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
What an evil human
How
being.
How many celebrities can show Chris Brockman the back of their hands in this segment?
Rent-free living, my friend.
Are we burying the fact that Eric called him your assistant?
Yeah,
like,
that was
are we
wild,
just skimming over that? Like,
yeah, red velvet.
Red velvet.
Ask for Andy. That's well done.
That's a high rent district, man. Okay. High rent district.
Very good.
I love it here.
I'm being told you have a top five list.
I have a top five list.
All right, let's finish up strong.
Let's go.
What is this? I don't know what's happening.
Five, one, two, three, four, five.
Brockman's
top five.
Oh my God.
The guy who knows the works here.
What is the top five?
Rich, as you all know, today's your 56th birthday.
That is correct.
This is the top five list of athletes to wear number 56 in sports. Number five, Martin Truex Jr., NASCAR driver. He's won a race. He's had a few poles. He's number five. Number four.
Okay.
Sergei Zubov, NHL Hall of Famer. He wore 56 after he left the New York Rangers, went to Dallas, won a cup. Consistent defenseman, scored 600-plus points.
Did Hoskins tell you about Sergei Zubov?
I actually looked that one up myself.
Oh, that's impressive.
Hoskins with a Y, by the way.
Wow, Hoskins with a Y. Actually did research.
I did research last night for this, yeah. Number three, longtime pitcher in Major League Baseball, Mark Burley, threw a perfect game, wore number 56.
Mark Burley threw 56. That's one of those things I might get from Cooper saying, Dad, was Mark Burley good?
Mark Burley was pretty good.
Okay, there he is, number 56.
Number two, you may remember this man, longtime Minnesota Viking, Chris Dolman, Chris Dolman. Wore number 56. Pro Football Hall of Famer. How many career sacks? I'm looking it up right now. I can't find 150.5. That is a lot.
Number one has
obviously to be. Number one, Lawrence Taylor, the one-man wrecking crew. He is the greatest number 56 of all time. Jay Felly?
You have one more. I did not know this.
Of course, my boy's got to be the voice of that one.
One more, Rich. Did you know? You probably do know this. Longtime Yankee pitcher, famous author, Jim Boughton.
Jim Boughton was number 56.
War number 56. Obviously, his very famous book, Ball 4, on the inner workings of a Major League Baseball team.
Yeah. Excellent research, Chris. Thank you. Appreciate you taking the time. I actually spoke with Adam Schefter on the way in today because he was kind enough to throw a comment on an Instagram post.
Flex.
It's not flex.
That is a flex.
I was talking with him today. He told me, because he wished me a happy Lawrence Taylor birthday, which is why I'm bringing it up. He told me Chris Ballard of the Colts, the general manager, born on the same day in the same year. We're born on the same day.
Oh, you're twins.
June 24th, 1969. Nice. Had no idea. And of course, Schefter goes, I'm always giving out information to you, Rich.
Oh, wow, flex.
That's the flex.
That's the flex right there.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, everybody.
Yes.
Everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Inside the opening 45 seconds. What a goal! With that cannon of a left foot. All even at one.
Never miss a game.
What a start for the United States.
Shot for distance. What a goal!
Never miss a moment.
Exquisite from the San Diegan.
Can he finish? Yes, he can! Yeah!
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.